So we welcome Georg Lehner, and it's not about coffee, it's not about tea, it's not about tickle, it's about Kurt Karl Webdav. Yeah. So welcome.
So thank you for having me. Good afternoon. I will start with a plug. So I'm presenting here a pure HTML slides or HTML files, but I'm presenting them with the Hyperview browser. That's a ticker, TK only browser. And I think I'm currently the only person who can use it because I made it buildable. Mm-hmm. So I would like to have this some more love. It's really, it's the smallest web browser which has table support, CSS support, image support, and it could also have JavaScript if I could get it to compile. So it's a super work, not done by me. I just rescued it, and I saw that on tclang.org, the links vanished somehow, so maybe that should
often
be reconstructed. Yeah. So, let's dive in directly. That's what I'm working with. When my first job as a school apprentice was at as an electrician in a company which made high voltage switches a long time ago, and I had to use punch cards in the morning at lunch and so on to track time. Later in the electronics industry, I had to fill out by hand these kind of sheets every day, stating what I do at which hour. And there was kind of an army of women finding out if that was correct and how much it was for which cost center and so on. That was later transferred to Excel sheets and whatever, to spreadsheets. The punch cards were replaced by NFC tags and fingerprints and so on. Later, this kind of time tracking applications across all of the platforms and so on popped up and were used. There's this kind of stuff you don't really have to write much down. You just say which project you are clocking in and out, and it takes track of your time. I always used Emacs work mode, which can do this very well. And in my last job, I had my agenda full of meetings, of Scrum, sprints, and customer meetings, and so on. And at some moment, I thought, well, all my time is already booked in the calendar. So why do I have to do these things twice? And well, you have to consider the most of the tasks you are doing are already in the calendar. The calendar is synchronous between the phone, so the computer, the web, so you have stuff everywhere you want. The only thing I need is an application which pulls out the time and makes a sum of selected items. So I found one, but it was from Mac OS X. I did not have access to this at that time. It was out of scope. It was very beautiful, gave me some ideas. But I didn't go on. But recently, when I started my company, I thought, OK, we'll give it a try. So let's look what would this make possible. Oh, no. Let's look first to the examples. Yeah? So that's last June. You see that's my agenda.
It's Thunderbird.
Yes, Thunderbird calendar. It's synchronized with Sogo webmail server and with Nextcloud server. So the gray ones and the dark blue ones are the boys. And there are other ones which are my personal, and the brown ones is my customer. So whenever for my customer, I did the bookings in here. And this is a... Chara, please, you have to close your eyes. This is my TK application, which is reading out the logs between 11th of June last year and 16th of June. So I have these four items, date, time, and duration, printed out. And on the export button, I can create a CSV, which I am importing into LibreOffice in the spreadsheet. So don't trust my word. Look yourself.
You have to give a bit context. What's your application? Because it sounds
That's
like...
the oh. application.
Know all about death and church and so.
In this case, that it's the application is the church registry books of the Mthatha Diocese in South Africa. So I'm doing a web service where they are digitized. So all the births and the baptisms and the marriages and so on. And this was the time where I did the death records. Yeah.
I thought it was tickets for a band called Death Records. It's actually Death Records.
No.
Sounds like heavy metal.
So, you see here I have some accounts.
That's TK.
That's TK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some accounts and with the user accounts in the configuration file. The configuration is... How did this... It does not matter. It will hold us up. So then if I have the account on the CultAuth server, then it discovers all of the calendars stored within the account. And, well, here's Mthatha, here's the church register program, and when I make the query, I get, well, that's all the time, that's without time restrictions, and then I can insert a date. Oh, sorry.
You're waiting for the date and tribute yet.
Yes.
Sorry? Yeah. So that's starting from 7th of January to the current date, what I have done for this company. So that's my minimal viable product for doing my time accounting stuff. Okay, so now, what is making all of this possible is that before the last century, a thing came up, which was personal information management software. So you had this on your cell phones, which were not smartphones, where you had to contact and whatever, and you wanted to interchange this. We already had email, so you had a list of contacts. You always had to remember which email address was one person. So it was kind of natural to have some kind of contact lists to use. So we had that were the recipients. You could, from the contact list, you can send an email, and with the emails you can make meetings. You can invite people to meetings and so on. And so you had the calendar component. So and somebody figured out that this all kind of should work together, and some standards were made to be able to do this over the network and not only from the computer or by sending by email a contact card or so. And that, I will talk about that one. What evolved kind of two decades later is these ecosystems where we have all these functionalities in Google, in the silos and in Microsoft 365. With all these components, it was formerly Exchange, but they are pulling everything into the cloud right now. And of course, Apple has the iCloud where you have the calendar, you have the contacts, and mail. Yeah. So that's the pins. So what do we need to interchange pin information on the network? Of course, we need a data format that everybody agrees upon, and we need protocols. How to interchange this stuff in a meaningful way, and of course, it must also have a network protocol. So email has been around since 1980, more or less. I put the years in because it's kind of interesting. So we all know emails in SMTP and so on, mine. Then for contacts, about almost two decades later, it was agreed upon a standard how to format contact information. It's called VCard standard, and for the calendar information, so events and so on, also iCalendar was the same year. Starting from then, a network protocol was devised here in Cardiff almost 10 years later, and then Cardiff took a little bit longer. So now what does DAV mean, or why has it the DAV behind? It's because it derived from WebDAV. So WebDAV was invented also this year, but it was put into use in Cardiff only 10 years later.
Did you say DAF is distributed
authorization? I can't do this. Speaking of a bit later. So, contributors, usual suspects, Apple, Microsoft, Google did not exist, but very interesting. Novell, anybody remembers the network company? Oracle still is around. Lotus, yeah. So, now, what is this WebDAV? Thank you, Gustav, for that. So we have the standard, so HTTP, and WebDAV is built on HTTP. It's an extension for distributed authoring and versioning. So the design was done by Xerox and the universities of Bologna and Boston. Hello, Bologna. the specification then was done by Microsoft, Netscape, and Novell. And versioning was laid, it was also designed into it, but they implemented it much later. And you see IBM version of Microsoft, so one can somehow expect what came out. Nothing of this I have ever seen. So versioning is standardized, but it has not been changed any time later. Okay, what is WebDAV? I'm really only stretching the surface. It's kind of a virtual file system where you can remotely access a file system. But it's stated in a very different way. Okay. Standard HTTP1 gives me get, put, and delete. I can operate on a single resource, think file, to make it easier. But where do I get the file attributes from? So DAV, WebDAV implements propfind and propatch. So propfind is to find the properties, it's attributes, and to patch to write the properties of the file. And here comes in, yes, this icon does not have a color. I heard this in the morning, but this is. So we get XML in, because that was kind of cute at that time, and all the complication we get with it. Now we need directories. So we cannot name it the same way. They're named collections. And we need some additional HTTP methods, which are make collection. Not make column, make collection. And propfind is reused to find the list of members in a directory, and delete is reused. We can delete a file, and we can delete a complete collection recursively. What is added here in XML, it's the 207 HTTP response, which gives me back a multi-status. Since I'm searching for all of the files in the directory, then it gives me back status about the, all of the, what it's finds. So it's kind of multiplied HTTP requests. What we have with directories and files, so we have an on-server copy and on-server move of single resources or complete directory trees. And we have lock and unlock, something which is not standardized in Unix file systems, but anyway exists because we need it, and there it's built into the system because you need it for the distributed authoring. So if Gustav edits a file on the server and I want to edit it, we have to somehow avoid that we overwrite each other stuff. Okay, so that was the basis, and some years later, I will only talk about CARDAF. I will spare out the CARDAF part, it's similar. The thing is that the RFCs are quite large, and every RFC has been obsoleted and extended and has extension and so on. I will only focus on kind of give a centralized picture. So here we have the internet, here we have a web server, and behind the web server we have this namespace of all of the possible paths on the URL. And at any point there we can have kind of mounted a CARDAF server. So it would make a prop find, and it says, oh, here is a collection, which is a CARDAF server. And then you can say, okay, then give me all of the calendars. So below this URL of the CARDAF server, you can have calendar collections. So it's a file which is called calendar collection, let's say so, a directory called calendar collection. And you can have other collections, and the standard explicitly prohibits calendar entries there so that it's easier for the client to work with it. Easier is kind of an overstatement, understatement, I don't know. So, and now we have we had the make collection call, but CARDAF makes it different. If you want to make a calendar collection, we cannot use the WebDAV function make collection, we have to use the make calendar call method. Now, so then we create a calendar, that's different. When we want to read the contents of a calendar, we cannot use the prop find. We have to use the report method. That report method was introduced in the versioning extensions, which I said are obsolete with exception of this report HTTP method. So a calendar has then any number, 0 to any, entries, that are the real events, and they are of the format iCalendar, which I talked at the beginning, if you remember. We need a file format. So they have to be formatted in this format, but in a restricted version, otherwise it would be too complicated. You have each iCal entry there has to have only one item, because iCal was designed to interchange via email or FTP the whole calendar, and that would be too complicated to mix this up. So you can have any other resources and collections below, but the CARDAF extension specifies only these two levels of subdirectories, let's say so. So a CARDAF server, that's my account on the server, can have any calendars, and inside a calendar I can have any number of iCal entries. So, okay, so I started looking. I knew already that there are client libraries on PHP, well established, for Python, for Node.js. I don't know if it works. I think I saw an application that uses it, so it might work. On the server side, We have this Sabre Tough again, which is kind of the champion in the PHP world there. It's used by Nextcloud, by OnCal, but there's another server implementation which is called Baikal. I've had to do with it at some moment. I don't know what's the status. You have always the links here in the presentation if you want to know more. For Python, there's a Radical server, and what's kind of a workhorse is Sogo Webmail, which is written in Objective-C. So, well, it works, and works well.
So for macOS?
Sorry?
It's for macOS, so...
No. It's written in Objective-C, but yeah. it's a web service which you are using as a calendar server.
I mean, and GCC supports also Objective-C.
Yeah.
But it's mostly used on Mac.
Yeah. So it's you have to get used to configuration and so on. It's like configuring macOS application, but on the server. Mm-hmm. But it's very good. And what has to be said here is that every client, of course this was standardized for Apple, Macintosh, Apple, Microsoft and so on, but every server has its own dialect of seeing or interpreting how things work, and every client library and every client on Windows is using this differently. So writing anything in this world of CarPath is kind of a nightmare, because it never works when you try it with a different client. So it just works once, and then you have to make exceptions and so on. Okay, I looked, of course, for what libraries do I have available in Tickle to write something with this stuff. So Tkeep does not have any support for TAF. On the TCLS wiki, I only found references to WebTAF. TAFKit cannot be found anymore. The link is broken. There is on the virtual file system of Tkeep a WebTAF support, which does not have authentication, so it works only with public available WebTAF. So WebTAF is only files, really files to interchange. Okay, so then I found out with Gustav, with Markus, there is in the IXO Tickle core has iCal support, and OpenAX has a CarGraph package. See the next talk by Markus. He will talk about this. But there is no pure Tickle client library to work with. Is a WebTAF or anything. So I had to roll my own. I hope it's not my own, maybe, because I think that should go to the somehow to the public ecosystem of Tickle. Okay, I used Thing, the minimal portable object. It's kind of namespaces what I'm using here. It's wrapped. Now I presented this last year. I use this to make my interpretation of what is object-oriented programming. So for HTTP, I had to make a package. I had earlier copied an approach from Donald Fellow. It's the REST site or page of the Tickle wiki, and I added cookies, and it simplifies header management, all these additional methods, and what's important for me, it works for the Jing interpreter, so this I also looked that it can also be used on the command line and with smaller resource systems, so I put the kind of the HTTP1 package that's sufficient to make this calls to the web server, this client. So API is kind of, I have a HTTP client object which does the requests. Then I figured I have to authenticate, so that I get the passwords in the configuration. I don't want to have them in plain text. So I just invented that there must be a credentials package, which will give you at some moment access to all of the credential storages on Windows, on Mac OS X, to KPass files, or whatever. And the simplest thing what I found is to now implement it is passing .NET RC files. Anybody knows about this? .NET RC, it's a very old from FTP times. You can find the spec on the curl website. So, with this API client, it's just an HTTP client, I implemented a package, DAF. So this just implements account objects. So you set up an account with an URL, and it contains an HTTP client which authenticates against this URL and has a DAF API method which can make the different make call, prop patch, prop find, and so on calls to the DAF server. So that's generic. Then the CalDAF package implements calendar objects which have a DAF account, so they can authenticate, they can fetch things and so on, and well, and can find and query calendars. So you just create this calendar account, give them the URL where you want to fetch things. And the DAF server account also implements the parsing of the multi-status responses, so that you can find out what does the prop patch give you. You can find and pass with TDOM, then the results. Finally, you at some moment you get to the iCal object, so you get this text only iCalendar streams, and you can parse them. So I hope that could be kind of a foundation to have, well, support for any DAF client needs. So, well, we all know the web is here to stay, it will not go away. So, and it has this wonderful thing like a standard to interchange PIN objects which we all use every day, but if you do not want to lose access to these features, to the silos, then we have to use it. So free access needs standards, so we can access this because there are standards, but if you don't do implementations, then the standards are mute, so Google does still kind of, you can synchronize and so, but they are not really supportive of this kind of stuff, but because you better stay in the ecosystems, yeah, Microsoft and so on. So TCL lacks advanced web standard supports on various areas. We talked about OAuth in the morning, and of course we don't have WebDAV, there's authorization. Yeah, so I hope this is kind of a contribution, a basis to improve the situation. This is read-only support for DAF, CalDAF. It took about 900 lines of TCL with all the packages I mentioned, and it took me 250 lines of TCL to implement the business logic for this simple client. The GUI code is 130 lines. So, well, that's all. Do you have any questions?
I think that would be a good candidate for decoding. Have you already thought about that possibility?
Well, yes, of course. That was a prototype. It works for me since 2 years or so to make my account. That's the idea. But it's not in a shape that anybody would want, because, as I said, it's read-only support. It's very simple. I would start. It's a start for discussing a more conservative thought on this. But it's mostly in the public domain and or liberal license, so it's available anyway. The links are there in the slides.
Yeah, just to comment that I like it more if a half-baked solution is in tickle lip.
Yeah.
Even a half-baked solution helps.
But just also for the half big, it's a big difference whether you make an application for yourself. I mean, in terms of, I have these calendars and you want to suck out this information, versus having something which works on every smartphone and from every web client or Thunderbolt, Thundermail. And if you're synchronizing things, and then it's really getting messy. I mean, it's just from my point of view, I think it's a danger. It's not a friendly packet for a tickle lib, because people will come up with messages, why doesn't it work for me in this kind of situation? Mm-hmm. I mean, it starts up with, for example, cookies. You don't need cookies if you have a smartphone. I mean, the smartphone does always basic notification. Cookies doesn't help you. I mean, if you have your own session, it's perfectly fine. And therefore, there are so many, let's say, tricks and extensions which are out there and which are changing between releases of iOS. I mean, every iOS version, the similar situation as with the decay side is that what has changed actually in the DAF interface of iOS and the calendar, and they're adding some new properties there. And the bad thing is, if you send something back which doesn't like, you don't get good error messages. It simply breaks, it stops working, and you don't see anything.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's not a friendly package to maintain. Just a
message. But the iCloud part is an isolated problem.
But it's just a very small part of passing calendars.
Passing calendar files, I think.
Forget the iCloud package completely, but these names are kind of a program. For me, it's kind of a program. We need an interface for these parts. The idea is to have, of course, stable code, which is manageable and which abstracts away these differences. I've already the difference between Sogo, which uses only HTTP basic authentication, and they have session authentication in Nextcloud, so there I need the cookies. So just that's already built in. And every server needs adaptation, so that could be hidden away in this package.
Max?
I have a question about, basically, I have also calendars for my clients. I tried to find some package to dealing with calendar and cards also for the mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I saw in your presentation it's standards, but these standards are old. There is new standards.
No. There are updates to them.
Yeah, updates.
You have the advantage that iCalendar and WeCard use kind of the same type system. So it's a line-based record.
It's a text file,
but you have to parse it, and there are a lot of things to look at this.
If you have, like, only separated these packages, like these smaller pieces, because not everyone is using their tablets.
So iCal has to be worked over, because it's just a loop which is just better matching and plugs out the free fields I need, so it does not do anything. So the better candidate here is, of course, for most of this stuff is what the University of Vienna does. So there should be some matching together, but we will talk about this, I think, it will clarify. But the idea is to have them available for anybody to use it. So
I cannot do it.
Yeah, but early adopters, of course.
I had to develop my solution for this little types.
Yeah.
And the possibility to have it in tickle lib is also that you can work together. So one starts, one can improve.
Yeah.
So that's also, yeah. Antonio?
Relay the concern from a colleague of ours. He was telling there's some experience with the Caldav interface. They thought, let's implement it. People will sync stuff. How difficult can it be? And because of the way that people will just plug into your system, maybe 100, potentially all of your users, and they will hit you at random times, it has serious performance implications, so it's trickier than it sounds.
Yes.
But, I mean, we had the problem that we have thousands of calendars, but I think Marcus will go into this.
Yeah.
Thousands of calendars have millions of entries there, and if you start sucking out gigabyte of data each time somebody comes in, it's bad. And of course, DAF has many mechanisms for optimizing this, which is also not used sometimes by some clients. I think it's some kind of a mess, but we always had big concerns. What is if our, whatever, 25,000 users at the same time suck out all of these calendars of the last, whatever, 20 years history or whatever we have in the system? It is potentially really a performance issue.
Yeah.
But it's very different if you have five calendars with all the entries, it's nothing.
This is the client, so this is the one packing you, so I don't care about your server. But of course, if I want to read from a heavy loaded server, I have to implement this mechanism. So here you get just the basic functions.
Yeah, that's true.
The real access functions to say, okay, I have read this or that item, I don't need it anymore, and so on. That can be implemented based on these libraries for improved versions. Yeah, but what if you want to make a full-fledged client and not just pull out some five cards, then you have to do more work. But I think that should be done. So that we have, like Python or whatever, we have a library, you just
log
into the account and it works and you get out the calendar. Mm-hmm. And, okay.
So I'm not sure what Andreas said to this, is the maintainer of the clip, but I'm strongly against throwing only half working stuff into it isn't rubbish for unfinished package. So I'm with you in this case. Having things in TickleLib that are at least have a certain defined way area completely. It would be great to have an open repository, everybody can use it.
In my repository, half baking, half working, I accept everything. When it's working, we talk with Andreas to include it.
Yes, having a public repository somewhere, you can access that and play with it. If other people have the same needs and want to tinker around with it, very fine.
You can download this all from my server, put it into a directory and it works. Yeah,
great.
So,
always the right click, why does not the photo have it? This is random or
sorry. The code can be reduced by having
good tests. Yeah.
And it shows, this is a test. This is the thing which I'm supporting, and don't expect more than the test. That would be great for you to have. I'm passing the tests. The tests are never perfect. But still, if you look at the test, you see what it does. It's much easier than to figure out other ways and having more expectations and so on.
Yeah, Cleaner.
Yep. Yeah.